Well, good morning, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For the past 4 weeks, our gospel readings have been from the Discourse on the Eucharist in the sixth chapter of St. John. And I had planned to conclude my series of sermons on this chapter with a discussion of why many followers of Jesus could not accept his teaching and walked away. But sometimes current events become pressing and demand attention. Indeed, if our faith is real, we have to see that holiness and sin are not theological abstractions or confined to the distant past. They are concrete realities in our own lives and in the life of our community and our nation. I'm sure many of you are aware of the controversy surrounding Planned Parenthood and its practice of selling the body parts of aborted infants. A series of videos formed by an organization called the Center for Medical Progress has been released over the past several weeks. They show Planned Parenthood officials discussing how to manipulate the fetus so as not to damage valuable organs and how they determine the prices for those organs. Two new videos have been released this week. One shows a former Planned Parenthood worker describing how she was made to participate in harvesting the brain of an infant who had been born alive. The other shows the chief executive of a firm that bought intact fetuses from Planned Parenthood joking about the practice over lunch. These videos are profoundly shocking, even to supporters of abortion. But I think they are shocking primarily because, whatever our moral beliefs, we do not want to think about what goes on in an abortion clinic. It happens out of sight, and it happens to someone else. But those videos make us confront the reality that in our nation today, people with medical degrees can legally kill and dismember viable fetuses in, and in some cases out, of their mother's womb. And then they can sell the parts for profit. This is the sort of cruelty and barbarism we associate with Nazi Germany, with the death camps, and with Dr. Joseph Mengele, the butcher of Auschwitz. And yet, it is happening right here in 21st century America. With the blessing of our legal system, of our medical establishment, and even of many of our philosophers and theologians. Yet our faith tells us that each human being, from the moment of conception, is made in the image and likeness of God. Human life is so sacred that God himself became a human being and dwelt among us. We put him to death, just as we put to death millions of innocent lives each year. And yet, God's forgiveness is always possible. Jesus prayed for us on the cross, and please God, those innocent children will pray for us, their murderers, and those who stood by silently and allowed this Holocaust to happen. If you have not seen the Planned Parenthood videos, a link to them is available on our website. I urge you to look at them, and I urge you to do something about them, to write to our senators and congressmen, asking them to strengthen the laws against late-term abortions, to stop funding Planned Parenthood, and to stop the traffic in human body parts. I urge you, if you are able, to join in protests against these atrocities. There was a rally yesterday at the Peace Center, which is part of a national day of protest against Planned Parenthood. And God willing, there will be many more such rallies in the future. We can also join in protest and in praying the rosary at the Greenville Abortion Center on Grove Road. And we can all of us, whatever our resources or abilities, pray for a rapid end to these inhuman practices. Perhaps then we can once again be called children of God and begin to experience the peace and justice of his kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.